And on Day to Day, we continue to cover today's lead story, expected to be a very big story, but certainly not yet. We were expecting an announcement from the grand jury, an investigation and the findings from that deliberation and the two-year grand jury deliberation and hearing witnesses and testimony and that sort of thing. That has not come yet, and we're still waiting for that. And then again, at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, there will be, supposed to be, in any event, an announcement, a press conference from Patrick Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor. We're going to talk now to NPR's Ari Shapiro in Washington at the federal courthouse. Ari, it's tough to know something on this story if nobody comes out and says anything.
That's right. There's an enormous degree of tension here at the courthouse. We were expecting documents about 25 minutes ago, and there's an enormous gaggle of media gathered here around the courthouse. And every time somebody comes out the front doors, there's sort of a collective gasp, is this the person? And inevitably it's somebody with lunch or a briefcase, and we go back to the waiting game, hoping to get some news on this nearly two-year investigation.
Now, would it be Patrick Fitzgerald himself going into the courthouse to file a document, a statement of some kind?
We know that Patrick Fitzgerald is going to make a public statement at the Justice Department at 2 p.m. Eastern Time today. It's not clear who would come out to deliver the documents or even what specifically the documents would contain. It could be a court spokesperson, a clerk, a member of Patrick Fitzgerald's staff. But at this point, there's really just an enormous amount of speculation and waiting.
And that will continue probably for quite a bit more time. Remind us now of the possibilities of that announcement, including a guess that absolutely nothing will happen.
Well, there's always a possibility that nothing will happen. Up until this morning, speculation about indictments was focused on two high-ranking White House aides, Karl Rove and Louis Libby. Karl Rove's lawyer, Robert Luskin, released a statement this morning that said in part, the special counsel has advised Mr. Rove that he's made no decision about whether or not to bring charges and that Mr. Rove's status has not changed. That implies that today, at least, we will not see Karl Rove indicted. The statement goes on to say Mr. Rove will continue to cooperate fully with the special counsel's efforts to complete the investigation, and that seems to imply that the investigation is not yet complete. It's entirely conceivable that we could receive indictments today against Louis Libby or someone else, and that the investigation would then continue after Patrick Fitzgerald asks for an extension of the grand jury's term, and that more indictments would come down later.
And would that be the same grand jury or new people coming in?
It's not exactly clear. It's possible that he could request a new grand jury. This grand jury's term is set to expire. However, in a special investigation with a special prosecutor's grand jury, the rules are a little bit different for a typical grand jury.
Thank you. NPR's Ari Shapiro talking with us from the Federal Courthouse building in Washington, D.C.
You're welcome.